部分，听力。一，听句子，选择适当的应答语，每个句子读两遍。
1. You are merry, aren't you? You are merry, aren't you?
2. How about going swimming? How about going swimming?
3. What's the weather like? What's the weather like?
4. Who's the boy over there? Who's the boy over there?
5. How much did that shirt cost? How much did that shirt cost?
二，听五段对话，选择正确答案。每段对话读两遍。你将有20秒钟的时间，阅读下面五个小题。
6. Beethoven was born in Germany in 1770.
You are right. He was one of the greatest musicians in the world.
7. It is so cloudy now. Will it rain at once?
No, I don't think so. But the radio says it will snow this afternoon.
8. Do you come to play volleyball every afternoon, Tina?
Yes. I come here at 4:30 and go back home at 6.
Do you come to play volleyball every afternoon, Tina?
Yes. I come here at 4:30 and go back home at 6. 9. Who is the woman standing by the door, Peter?
That's Miss Black. She's my new music teacher.
Who is the woman standing by the door, Peter?
That's Miss Black. She's my new music teacher. 10. You look like a middle school student. I don't think a 16-year-old girl can drive a car.
But I'm 20 years old, sir.
You look like a middle school student. I don't think a 16-year-old girl can drive a car.
But I'm 20 years old, sir.
3. 听两段长对话，选择正确答案。每段对话读两遍。听每段对话前，你将有10秒钟的时间阅读对应的三个小题。听第一段对话。回答第11至13小题。
Sue, it's Saturday today. You should feel happy, but...
But, Tony, I'm really tired.
What's the matter?
I did too much homework until 11 last night.
When did you start to do it?
At 8.
Oh, it's long enough. Maybe you should learn to relax.
But my parents want me to study all day.
You could tell your parents about your feelings.
But they expect me to have good grades.
You should tell them that studying for a long time has nothing to do with studying well.
Okay, I will have a talk with them.
Sue, it's Saturday today. You should feel happy, but...
But, Tony, I'm really tired.
What's the matter?
I did too much homework until 11 last night.
When did you start to do it?
At 8.
Oh, it's long enough. Maybe you should learn to relax.
But my parents want me to study all day.
You could tell your parents about your feelings.
But they expect me to have good grades.
You should tell them that studying for a long time has nothing to do with studying well.
Okay, I will have a talk with them.
听第二段对话，回答第十四至十六小题。
What's the weather like in Beijing?
It's snowing, but it's not very cold. The radio says it will be sunny tomorrow.
Does it often snow in winter?
Not very often, but there is a lot of ice.
What about spring there?
It's quite warm, but the wind is strong sometimes.
Which season do you prefer, spring or winter?
I like winter better. I like skating. I can skate very well.
What's the weather like in Beijing?
It's snowing, but it's not very cold. The radio says it will be sunny tomorrow.
Does it often snow in winter?
Not very often, but there is a lot of ice.
What about spring there?
It's quite warm, but the wind is strong sometimes.
Which season do you prefer, spring or winter?
I like winter better. I like skating. I can skate very well.
四，听短文，回答下面四个问题，选择正确答案。短文读两遍，你将有20秒钟的时间阅读下面四个小题。
Mr. Johnson looked at his watch. It was 7:30. He got up quickly. Then he washed and dressed. He was late as usual, so he did not have time for breakfast. He ran all the way to the bus stop and arrived there just in time for the bus. Mr. Johnson never eats anything in the morning. He always says to his friends in the company, "It's nice to have breakfast in the morning." But it is nicer to lie in bed. Mr. Johnson looked at his watch. It was 7:30. He got up quickly. Then he washed and dressed. He was late as usual, so he did not have time for breakfast. He ran all the way to the bus stop and arrived there just in time for the bus. Mr. Johnson never eats anything in the morning. He always says to his friends in the company, "It's nice to have breakfast in the morning, but it is nicer to lie in bed."
五，听短文，填表格，根据短文内容，写出下面表格中所缺信息。每空一词，短文读三遍。你将有20秒钟的时间阅读表格内容，请将答案填写在表格的相应位置。
John James Audubon is famous for his drawing of American birds. He was born on April 26, 1785. When he was only a few months old, his mother died. In 1803, at the age of 18, he was sent to America. He was interested in birds, nature, drawing, and music. Audubon was a scientist who loved birds. He painted many beautiful pictures of them and also wrote about them. He wanted to show people the importance of nature in their lives. He wrote a book called The Birds of America. It is one of the greatest works in the world. John James Audubon died on January 27, 1851, but his name is still talked about today. John James Audubon is famous for his drawing of American birds. He was born on April 26, 1785. When he was only a few months old, his mother died. In 1803, at the age of 18, he was sent to America. He was interested in birds, nature, drawing, and music. Audubon was a scientist who loved birds. He painted many beautiful pictures of them and also wrote about them. He wanted to show people the importance of nature in their lives. He wrote a book called The Birds of America. It is one of the greatest works in the world. John James Audubon died on January 27, 1851, but his name is still talked about today. John James Audubon is famous for his drawing of American birds. He was born on April 26, 1785. When he was only a few months old, his mother died. In 1803, at the age of 18, he was sent to America. He was interested in birds, nature, drawing, and music. Audubon was a scientist who loved birds. He painted many beautiful pictures of them and also wrote about them. He wanted to show people the importance of nature in their lives. He wrote a book called The Birds of America. It is one of the greatest works in the world. John James Audubon died on January 27, 1851, but his name is still talked about today.